All right, it's time to play everybody's third favorite podcast game in the DSG. It is Left, Right, Left. And woo! We were supposed to have a guest, but hopefully he joins us eventually. He would have had fun with this one. So I'm going to give you three ladies here, and you're going to have to pick out of their dating profiles which one you would want to be with. First up, okay. Now, on Hinge, I don't know if you're familiar with that app.
Is Hinge the, like, straight, like, bumping uglies website?
No, I would say that's Tinder now. So Tinder has kind of become like the people looking for a unicorn, if you will. You know what that is?
No, I don't know what that is. What is a unicorn?
Emerson, do you know what a unicorn is? Of
course, the animal?
No, all right. So in
wait, is this something sexual?
It is, yes.
Oh.
So if a couple is looking for
a unicorn, ahead, Billy. I'm old school.
All right. If a couple is looking for a unicorn, that means they're looking for a third partner. So, Emerson, thanks for joining us.
So is Emerson the unicorn? Is Emerson the unicorn right now?
Right now, he would be our
unicorn. It's interesting you say that because I used to hashtag all of the pictures, like with Meg, hashtag hot wife. It turns out that is something within those circles where I started getting some really weird DMs and people are like, hey, hot wife. Like, it's like you would. Take part in multiple lovers. And I said, no, it's not like that. So I had to go back and clean up like all of my Instagram and take hot wife out. So these people around the world would stop basically offering to fly me to places and my wife to make love to us.
Well, I heard that puppy smooches is the new one of those. So be careful.
What's up, dudes?
Yeah. So Billy, what do you got here? What's these unicorns?
Right. So we're in the middle of left, right, left. Emerson, you could play too. So I'm going to give you three dating profiles. And if you don't know, left is the bad way. You don't want to take them. And right is the good way. So you got to say yes to one of these ladies. The first lady. So her, like on Hinge, they have a call and response. So you get a question and you have to answer. So it is things you should know about me. And her answer was, I have PTSD. Because guys who don't look like their profile pictures keep matching with me. For the love of God, stop putting up pictures like you're from 1920.
Okay. Yeah. She's kind of got a point, though. I hear that's a thing.
She does. But, I mean, I've been in that situation, too. But
I'm staying away from that. I'm going over the bad side.
Too aggressive. She doesn't seem like she'd be a ton of fun. She's coming in really angry instead of making it kind of lighthearted.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, she's already coming in and judging your looks immediately, hardcore. How close are you to your profile picture that you put up?
Yep. And then the next one is, let's debate this topic. Guys kept on telling girls to go easy on the filters on dating apps, but guys with beards have it easy too. Come on, Todd, shave that beard. Let's see what you really look like.
You're left. Like, I don't even know if you're going to pop up in our options, right?
I mean, I put a picture on my dating profile without my beard to tell girls I am not beard fishing. I'm handsome with a
beard. Damn, I didn't know beard fishing was a thing.
Yeah, hat fishing also a thing.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and go left on this one too. These people, this is why it's
not
right there.
All right. Yeah. So that's not, it's not for me. It's not, I'm a left.
Third and final contestant. I'll brag to my friends about you. ... If you're packing.
Right.
Now, are we talking, right.
Could be anything. Could be a gun. Could be properly packed maybe, fish. I don't know.
Yeah. So is it one of those like, hey, is that a gun in your pants or
you just have to see me
kind of thing?
Yeah. Is that a jalapeno?
I mean, yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm going in. That one at least seems kind of funny too. So I'm all in on that one. That one at least seems lighthearted, not angry.
By the way, the first two from the same girl.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Yeah. Right, so
I'm going right on the third one. I mean, I don't think she's going to have to do that like with me, but like, it's still good, right?
Do that now, Bill. Did you swipe left on either one of these girls?
No, I swipe right on. Well, Hinge, you gotta press the heart emoji thing. I swipe. Okay. I press the heart emoji on both because they're both cute.
What is your percentage of acceptance in just taking a shot?
Oh, I would say for a guy like me, I would like out of 100 girls, I'd probably match with two of them.
No, but good. I mean, how many are you like saying I'll go for that? Only 2 out of 100.
Oh, no. I would say it's probably 50-50.
You got to up
those. I'm not jealous of you at all, dude.
Up those. Like,
it sounds miserable.
It's awful.
But also, you will sometimes, you know, send us some messages from some of these potential suitors. I said, well, this seems exciting. And you're just afraid of commitment. Like, you really, really are. And you even send along memes and gifts about dudes being afraid of commitment. And that is 100% you. But that's, you know what? Nothing I can do about it. I said, bro, what? Swipe on this one. And you're like, I don't know what to do.
Swipe on 98% moving forward. We'll save the therapy for later.
Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about pop culture that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself.
Ooh. Welcome to the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Get addicted to the content. I am Jason Rossi and can be followed across all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. And you can follow this here little program at Pop Culture PD over on the Twitty. And if you do, it will instantly make you more packin'. And with me, as always, my tag team partner in the podcast sphere. He can be found on Twitter at BillyYee2411 because he gets booted off left and right. He's the bad boy of Twitter. He can be found on other social media platforms at BillyD2411 and his OnlyFans, which is running a Cyber Monday deal continuing on throughout the week. I appreciate that from you, Bill. You get his OnlyFans where he dips his toes in mayonnaise and other things as well. He is my partner here in the podcast sphere. He is Billy D. What's going on, man?
Hello. Yeah, cold open got deep for a second there, but glad to be here with some good buddies.
Yeah, that's true. Our unicorn for the day, the third man in the booth. It is 1 year, 6 days removed from his last appearance when we did a holiday dessert tier list, which literally broke me. You can go back and listen. I think it was like episode like 60 something. I don't know. But he is over from DraftKings. He is at Emerson Lotzia on Twitter, according to his profile below. He, like I said, the unicorn here. He's bringing the meat and the potatoes and always packing the heat. It's Emerson Lotzia. How are you, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Hashtag hot unicorn. All right. I'm going to be putting that in my Twitter profile after this one. Hey, it's good to be back, guys. You know, it's funny. I slid into your mentions last week on Twitter. Say, hey, can't wait to talk, holiday treats. And next thing you know, a week later, I'm on the pod. Isn't it funny how that works?
Is it funny or is it pathetic?
I think it's pathetic. It means you guys are desperate. And I have nothing to do.
It's equally on all parts, but we're glad to have you back.
Little column A, little column B.
I give Billy credit. We were coming up with ideas for December. We, you know, this is November, but like the December months, and boom, this one came out. Like, screw it. It's an easy one to talk about. And what is it that we'll be talking about? In just a few minutes, we're going to be doing a tier list on appetizers. Appetizers. And that's, you know, we got a couple snacks here on screen with you now. So, you know, you can bring us with you. We're mobile, but we're going to be ranking 24 of the elite, the best of the best appetizers. They're going to be basically your meat and potatoes of appetizers as well. Like, you're going to get them on most of your menus. Music for this podcast brought to you by, oh yeah. And Bill, they're dropping new music.
Oh yeah.
And you can also check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Let me find those random ones we're on. Where is it? Oh, I'm on a different page. We're on Ghana. Not SoundCloud. We are not an indie rock band that your friends tell you about. We're just an indie podcast. Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, Google Podcasts, Ghana. Do you know about this, Emerson? Right now, you're like the number. You're on the number three ranked podcast that's still in the title of wrestling in India. Just want to let you know that we got like three listings. Yeah, Ghana is a podcast specific to the Indian market or the India market. I'm probably going to get canceled
that's
for that.
Sick. Wait, and people are listening to you guys over there?
They like are. 3 a week?
Like 3 a week. Boomplay, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and wherever else podcast. You can tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, I want to hear Emerson Lotzia on the Pop Culture Pile Driver. And this episode will pop up. Test it. Now that's also you can check out the merch at T Public. You can check out Pop Culture Pile Driver, Dork Podcast. Change My Mind. Don't talk during this. It's not a DraftKings thing. You can also check it out. I think you should leave, which is That's a Chunky, which Bill, hot Cyber Monday, I heard.
Yeah, we had a good sale, so That's a Chunky exclamation point. Go buy some merch.
Do it, check it out. If you like I Think You Should Leave, you'll love the merch.
Is that what I replied to on Instagram like a week ago, Billy, where I was like, is this real? You're making some cool stuff. I have to get on there and get something. I promised you I would.
Okay, that sounds like a lie. you promised?
It's not yet. It's not yet.
It's true. But let's get into this. Our tier list. We're going to have on the screen. So if you're following along with us on the YouTube, whether you're listening to this by audio, you can check it out again, Pop Culture Pile Driver on YouTube. We are going to be ranking these 24 items. We'll go over them as they come up. The rules are as follows. There's three of us, so there's five different categories here for the tiers. There's the GOAT, greatest of all time, the Get In My Belly, I'll Have a Piece, Waste of Calories, and Piece of Crap. Piece of Crap.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
He's going to be our five, you know, a median vote where it goes. At the end of this, we each get one upvote and one downvote. You can't jump categories. So if something's in the GOAT, you don't want it to be in the GOAT. It can only go as low as Get In My Belly. Same thing throughout. Yep. Any confusion questions going in?
No, but we do have an open for it, and I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, yeah. Nice open there from the brains of the operation, Billy D. By the way, Police, what an underrated song, by the way.
Yeah, great song. When I typed it in, I was like, I forgot they had this song.
So did everybody. All right, so we'll kick this one off. And one thing is we go through this and we discuss. I also want to know, you know, if you do like these appetizers, where do you feel the best one is? Like, when we get to them, like, where is the best of these? So we'll start off with one, maybe a little obvious, the Bloomin' Onion. Bloomin' Onion. Billy, you can kick us off. What category would you say the Bloomin' Onion deserves to be?
Okay, so this one obviously is synonymous with the Outback, but a lot of people have their take on it, which is nice. But I think for me, it's the Outback Steakhouse, which is delightful. For me, it's a Get In My Belly. I want it every time I go there. It's delicious. It is also one of the most caloric things you can eat in the world.
Dense. Yeah. Just dense. Emerson?
Yeah, I'm. I mean, we're not doing this for like counting calories here, Billy. But this is going to be a hot take. This is probably going to definitely piss Billy off. I'm going Waste of Calories on this. Ooh. I really am.
I thought we weren't talking calories.
Yeah, but like flavorless calories. It's too greasy for me. It really is. It's too nasty. It's too heavy. I can eat almost anything on here and not feel like crap. But you put the Bloomin' Onion in my body, and I feel like death.
I have to agree. When I kind of looked at this, Waste of Calories. It's not as good as an onion ring. Also, I've never quite had a great experience with these where, like, you don't the batter to onion, like, you can't just, like, twist it off and it stays in that little portion. Like, you peel off the batter a lot of the time. Then you just have this weird, slippy, sloppy onion. Savages. It's just, it ain't for me. It ain't for me. So, Waste of Calories will be the Bloomin' Onion up next. And I also, it's the steak. It's Outback's. I think there's actually one at like a Fridays or something now. And I can only imagine.
It's a Chili's. There's one at Chili's. It's what's it called? It's an Awesome Blossom.
Awesome. That's it. Did you have that in the airport?
Blossom. No, I did not. I don't know if they offer that at that airport.
They probably don't want people crapping themselves.
There should be a Chili's in every airport, though. There really should
I would
be.
Agree with that. Every terminal.
Really?
Not even every airport, every terminal.
Should
and it's fantastic bottomless chips and salsa. Great two for one, like margaritas all day, every day at the bar.
Thin chips, too, which I like.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big fan of thin chips. And it's like more, it's less chunky salsa, too. It's kind of like water, which is delicious.
Nothing like that good old water salsa. Everyone's crazy. Speaking about things you can dip in water salsa, breadsticks. We're not talking about the little crunchy pieces of garbage. We're talking about those fluffy little loaves of deliciousness, clouds, if you will, of carbs. Emerson, where would you list breadsticks?
Okay, yeah, this is an I'll have a piece. Yeah, I don't think it's like a must. If I know I'm having a massive, massive meal, I could easily skip it. But man, it's tough for me not to at least like take a little piece, especially if it's like Olive Garden. I could probably eat more than one.
Yeah, it's endless there. Billy?
All right, so I think Olive Garden is great, but have you guys ever had Papageno's breadsticks? And I know that's a little bit different because that's more of a fast food chain, but I think it's the best breadstick in the world. I would also put this in Get In My Belly. Sorry. I love this.
I had this as I'll Have a Piece as well, because it's one of those things like when you discuss it and you're going around the table, it's like, hey, who wants the breadsticks? Like, Billy, if we were getting together, like, I'm going to get some Papageno's, we're going to crush a pie, and like we'll get some breadsticks. I'm like, no, I'll have a piece.
I mean, have you ever had the Puppuccino's cheesy bread, which I think falls into the same category?
No, dude. No one's had it. Otherwise, we would have said we've been there. But it sounds like you're the only guy who's been there.
I've had Domino's, I'm sorry.
Domino's. Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different. You know,
yeah, but this is 2 a.m. and you're not coming off of a bender.
Domino's gets a bad rap. Domino's is not 2 a.m. anymore.
It's coming off as a unicorn experience.
Seriously, Billy ships out to wherever mysterious location to do a footage.
Yeah, Dorchester.
All right, next up, another bread-driven appetizer. One you see a lot of. I'm going to start this one off because I think this is straight trash for me. It's bruschetta. It's bread with diced, like, olive. I don't know if it's actually olive oil. It's just diced up freaking tomatoes. I think some onion on there, some seasoning. Not for me. I could absolutely toss it in the trash. I don't really understand it. I don't know why you would have it before a meal. Every time I go to Italian dinner, my family orders it, and I'm sitting there just rolling my eyes. So for me, it's pizza crap. But what says you? We'll go to Billy.
Absolutely not. I would agree. Pizza crap. I will never order this. And if you get it, I kind of look at you weird. Because if you're already at an Italian restaurant, you're going to get some tomato sauce and bread anyways. So why are you dampening that with that in a worse form than you'll get?
It's refreshing, and it's on like a crispy, crispy little like croissant bread, like a toasted piece of bread. You got a little bit of onions. It's obviously a lot of tomatoes. It's like a palate cleanser. So I'll have a piece. I really like it. If I see it, I almost have to get it, but I'm not eating all of it.
Yeah, so you're kind of making the point, but it's at the end of the day, that is just one of like it is appealing. I will give you that. It's eye appealing, but like. It doesn't stay together. It's not like a chip. It's like you take a bite, tomatoes falling all over your beard, going down your chest. It's not sexy.
What? Is your shirt unbuttoned? Or is your shirt unbuttoned Olive Garden?
You got a little opening there. You got like the top button a little undone. It falls down there for later. You're picking through your chest here. It's just
described a relationship of mine. Not sexy, falling apart.
Up next, speaking about bringing the sacks, buffalo chicken dip. Emerson, you can kick us off here.
Goat, 1,000% goat. And I didn't even eat it a lot until like Meg and I met like 12, 13 years ago. And buffalo chicken dip is an absolute must. And really, she's got there's a butcher there in, what is it? Is it Charlie Butcher's? Federal? That's great. I told her we were talking appetizers tonight. I would ask her to chime in. Federal Butcher's. In Buffalo, tremendous. You could heat it up. You could eat it cold. You can eat it with chips. You can eat it with crackers. You can put it on literally anything.
So what category are we going with that?
I said goat.
Okay. Just want to confirm.
Yeah.
Billy?
100% goat. I mean, if this is at a party, I go wild. Literally, yes. I will just eat this. I don't care if it's on a Triscuit, a cracker, a Dorito. I will eat it. If I get to keep it, like take it home. If somebody brings it to my house, middle of the night, I'm in there with a spoon.
I was just going to say, hot take about buffalo chicken dip. I think it can actually be better cold. Call me crazy. There's something about
you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
The way it congeals, not like cold, cold. I guess it's just like once it comes off the heated temperature, if it's sat out for an hour or two.
Like I said, bring a hot dip or something.
Yeah. I think it is. I'm with you. I was going to put it as a goat. I think it's like the perfect party appetizer. I think it's a great appetizer if you're out. Like the three of us were chilling at a Chili's, and they have this on their menu. I don't know. And you just say, hey, yeah, we'll get a buffalo chicken dip. It's a perfect sharing one too. And you could eat it with veggies. You can eat it with chips. You can eat it with your finger. You can eat it with a spoon. You can eat it with your nose. It's perfect.
I would eat a lot of this food actually, like just room temp, like on here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do it up. Up next, another classic here. It is chicken finger, or as some people call them, boneless wings, which still doesn't make sense to me.
No. The picture you have on here is chicken fingers, though.
Yeah, but what's the difference between chicken fingers and boneless wings?
Well, a chicken finger can just be crispy, and a wing is dipped in some sort of sauce.
Okay.
And tend to be a little chunkier, right? The chicken chunks?
Well, we'll put it as a dash. It's kind of all a serving. But Bill, what do you go with the chicken finger, boneless wing, sauce or not?
I mean, Chinese food restaurant, regular restaurant, even if you're getting them before you have your sub at a sub shop, it's a get in my belly every time, no matter if it's, you know, dipped in sauce, if you're just dipping in ranch, or it's drenched in buffalo sauce. Like, I love it.
Yeah, it's a goat. It's actually a goat for me. It's an absolute go-to. Flavorful protein. Yes, it can be soaked in some kind of delicious sauce, some kind of concoction of condiments. Either way, it is almost a go-to. I would take a chicken finger and dip it in buffalo chicken dip too. Mm-hmm. Put the goats together.
You could. This one's not going to get there though. I also have my belly. I think here's the reason. Here's my take on this one. I see the goat argument, but I also think it's such a. It's also very fond of being like an actual meal as well. Like people get like chicken finger dinners, if you will. So I feel like it is that weird variant of like balancing between appetizer and main course.
But I think that's what also makes it great in the goat category is you can have it as a meal, or you can go ahead and you can use it as a starter or an appetizer. But good point.
It can be a sub. It can be whatever you want.
It is super versatile. I'll give you that. You could literally, like you were just talking about, you could dip it, you could put it between bread, you can make it the bread like KFC has done in the past.
Oh, yes.
Chicken might be undefeated. Chicken tender is style or cutlet style chicken is maybe undefeated. Still won't get in my belly for the appetizer. Up next, we're dipping into the seafood here, a crab cake. Where do you rank crab cakes? Bill, we're going to go with you because I feel like you hate them.
No, for me, all seafood, and I think we actually probably lacked a little bit in seafood looking back on this list for appetizers, but all seafood is at least minimum get in my belly, and that's where I'll put this, because if you make a good crab cake, it is delicious. It's unreal. Like it's flavorful. It's got so many different things in it. I love it.
The problem is it's tough to find a good crab cake. I haven't had one like in forever. Maryland. I haven't been to Maryland. And I know down in Florida too, like you've got to almost go to a really nice seafood restaurant to get one that is a majority of crab meat and not breading. So because of that, I'm going to go waste the calories.
Ooh, wow. Okay. So this is actually personally one of my favorites, but it's usually at a steakhouse where you're going to get the lump crab, and it's almost kind of like a pull apart, which I think that's the best form of crab cake, not the actual patty that like stays together. So I originally had this as a get in my belly as well. So balancing the two, I'll put it as I'll have a piece for now. We'll rank it there. But I love crab cakes and seafood. I still think there's some representation still to come. Up next, I think this is like a pub classic, something I did not know about. So maybe like Emerson was talking about buffalo chicken dip like a decade ago. I just never had them. And I want to say there's a place in Peabody, I believe it's Peabody, called Sylvan Street Grill.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I was introduced. I don't know if they're still kicking and alive. They used to do a lot of advertising. But anywho, we used to go there and just house these pups. We're talking about fried pickles. Yeah. Emerson, what says you on the fried pickle?
Yeah, they're fantastic. It's actually getting my belly. I love pickles. And then you can take anything you love and you fry it and it only becomes better. You got to get the best
fried your wife?
No, I have not.
Fried your wife. Okay.
No, I have not. I'll consider it later, you know, maybe hashtag hot wife. But the best, at least down in Florida where I grew up, best were at bowling alleys. And I think they're like a staple in bowling alley, like menus too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That sounds so Florida.
It is a very Florida thing.
You know why? Because it's cheap and easy. Pickles are cheap and frying them up is pretty cheap. The local place here, I believe it's Faces in Malden. It's a brewery.
Yes.
They have great fried pickles. It's just easy. I'll always have one. It's a get in my belly. Easy call.
Yep.
All right. Going to go get in my belly as well here because I originally had it as like I'll have a piece. But the more I thought about it, I said to myself, no, I think I'd tell, like, if someone suggested at the table, you're with like a group, I'm like, yeah, let's get the fried pickles.
Yeah, you get the right dipping sauce with it too.
Yeah, a little romaine.
You know what I don't like is when restaurants, places try to fry spears. They've got to be the pickle chips. All right, don't do the spears, like the quarter spears, like that. Come on, dude. I just want to pop it in.
Yeah, we're not at a carnival here. We're not trying to show off. All right, like let's get the chips. Let's have some fun. All right, up next. This is going to be an interesting one for me. Guacamole. Is this another one? Is it a side? Is it an app? If you go to most like authentic to Americanized Mexican restaurants, it is there as an app, a nice big heaping portion of the green goods. For me, it's a goat. You can see kind of where I categorize things as we have one goat so far. It's a dip. I'm a big dip guy. I love me some dip. I think it's shareable. It's lovable. It's huggable. It's eatable. It's scrumptiousable. I want to gorge it all. I just want to shove it down my throat. I want to pretend like it's healthy, even though I know it's not. I love me some guacamole, so I'll put it in the goat category. Billy Boy, what about you?
This, to me, I don't like it as an appetizer. It, to me, I like dips as well, but there's just something about guacamole. I'll have a piece, even though it's not a piece. Okay. I'll have a couple of chips. It's not my go-to. I like guac, but I think guac's got like too much street cred over the last several years.
Really? Yeah, it did become like mainstream and like almost like basic in a way. I see, but I've been there since day one. It is a goat for me, and especially there's some fantastic Mexican restaurant that'll just make it tableside for you. Oh. And I do think
I don't know if you froze
a little heavy or going back, like it could fill you up. So maybe if you don't want it, as an app, I totally get that. But it is so refreshing. And Rossi, it is actually the healthiest one on here, I would say.
Yeah,
I was like, it's about good fats though.
There's one thing I think is technically healthier, and my wife brought it up, and when we hit it, I'll bring it up. We were talking about, because see, I had her kind of mess around with this as well. For us, like dips are probably our go-to, like for like if we're gonna have like a meal. But here's another one of our personal favorites. My wife put this in the goat. I'm not following her down that path. It is lettuce wraps. So these can go all over the place as well. It could also be a meal, but
yeah,
the health factors here is, again, depending on what you're putting in there. If it's mostly like a grilled sauteed chicken with some veggies or some minced meat, some veggies, some places do pork. I like it. I'll have a piece. So when my wife suggests it, I say, if you want it, go for it. Hashtag lettuce wrap wife. I'll have a piece.
Yeah. This all depends on like where you get it for me. Like if you go to like PF Chang's, they're phenomenal there. Like little minced chicken, I'll have a piece. I'm not doing it for the health. It's good for the flavor. Just I'm not necessarily going to pursue it. And it's not on every menu I go to either. Mostly an Asian joint.
Yep. And PF Chang's would be my number one primo spot. I actually worked at a PF Chang's for about 3.5 weeks.
Was that recent?
Yeah, working shifts in between DraftKings. It's actually right near the office. But I would put this also in getting my belly. Like I would take these home a lot from work in the 3 weeks that I worked there because they were, just giving them away at the end of the day. But they're nice, but I want a little bit more. I don't want necessarily my appetizers to be healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything else you can tell us about working there? I'd love to know. What else can you tell us about working there with the lettuce wraps?
That's about it.
Taking the secrets to the grave.
Interesting. All right, I'll text you.
Up next is 500 plastic meatballs. One of the interesting, is it an appetizer? Is it a meal? If you go to an Italian restaurant, it's always on the appetizer. And guess what, suckers? When I go to an Italian restaurant, and especially again with there with my hashtag meatball wife, it is a must order. She wants the meatball. She's hashtag whatever the food is, then my wife.
That doesn't sound great, saying my hashtag meatball wife.
That's right. She's in the car going to pick up a gift card for my sister for her birthday tomorrow, so she's not watching. She might hear this tomorrow. Like, don't ever say that again. I'm going to kill you. But anyways.
We're talking about meatballs, babe. He's not being mean. It's a joke because she likes meatballs. My wife is upset. Like,
I said hashtag lettuce wrap wife, too. It's all equal opportunity. Like I said,
Rossi has outkicked his coverage very far.
I've seen pictures. Yeah, you're lucky, Ross.
Yeah, my son's sleeping here too, if you're wondering. You can't see it. Okay, anywho, all right. For me, meatballs originally back in the day was I'll have a piece. Now it's a get in my belly. I don't think it's quite a goat because I like to also. I think it's a big accoutrement in your meals. But for me, it will be a get in my belly. Billy Boy, what says you?
To me, you got to go Brico if you want a really good meatball in the North End. And hashtag, we just had hashtag meatball summer where we all got meatball subs. So it's versatile. It's kind of like the chicken finger. To me, it's one of the all-time great foods. But for an appetizer, it's a get in my belly. I will always, if it's on the menu, you get it. Like Frisco's has a great one.
It's so easy. It's so easy. Like, especially at a party as an appetizer, there's typically a bunch of toothpicks. I just grab. They're dangerous, dude. Next thing you know, you've had like 10 or 20 meatballs. Phenomenal. Get in my belly.
Boom.
You can also do a marinara sauce, like sweet chili sauce. There are other like sauces that you could put in the meatball. The
teriyaki meatballs. You can go to town, man. There is ways to make it undefeated. Up next, I'm going to jump in with this one. I'm not going to rank it first, but I'm just going to say the best you can get of these, the mozzarella stick. This is bizarre, and I'm challenging you all to try it. The right. best mozzarella stick is at IHOP.
You know what? You're right. It's huge and it's so cheesy.
It's perfect. It doesn't pop on either end. I don't know what kind of magic. I don't know if there's a microwave, some weird voodoo that they're putting on there at 2 o'clock in the morning whenever I get these, but yeah. It's a must order. The thing stays still when you bite it. It's melty, but it's not runny. It's not overly hot. It doesn't burn your mouth. It is perfect. But Bill, where would you rank the mozzarella stick?
Quick hot take. I like them cold. Or oh, they can be no. also good cold.
Like room temp.
Room temp, right? room temp. Okay. And I worked at a sub shop for a very long time. And the key to a good anything fried, really, is don't change the grease. Leave it as long as you can. I put this in a goat with a nice marinara sauce. This, to me, is like not often at restaurants, but if I'm going to a sub shop and they have a good mozzarella stick, and technically it has to be good. It can't be mostly the fry stuff on it, the breading. But, I mean, if it's done right, it's an all-time.
Okay.
Dude, it's a goat. It's 1,000% a goat. It is cheese. It is fried cheese. Even it's a lot like pizza for me. Even bad, fried mozzarella sticks are still better than some of these that are good.
You two are both insane. There's too many crappy mozzarella sticks out there for the consistency for me.
Like, this isn't going to spoil your dinner either.
That's fair. All good points. But I just think there's too much inconsistency in the mozzarella stick. I love me some. I had this as a waste of calories. You both had it as a goat. So we'll throw it as a get in my belly. Well, I think it is. I don't want to waste my time with it.
I'm doing this as if it's done right, though. If it's
I understand.
Done right, but it's a goat.
My experience overall is it's hard to find, unless I'm just going to IHOP at 2:30 in the morning, then it's hard to find that consistency.
I don't know. I mean, if you go by your IHOP ranking, just IHOP, where would it be?
Oh, it'd be a goat.
All right.
That's what you should do then, right? That's the way you should rank it?
Don't tell me what to do. All right. Coming up next, nachos.
Oh, hold on. Okay, sorry.
No,
I was just going to say, I thought it was interesting. It was like the second restaurant Billy kind of low-key dropped that he worked at, P.F. Chang's, little sub shop. Like, what's going to be next?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, wait till we get to those appetizers. We're going to do a Billy's tier list of Billy's jobs. nachos. Emerson, when you hear nachos, it's on the menu.
God. Bro, I'm coming back. Just got back from a trip to Florida. We're talking nachos now. We were there for 4 days. We had nachos all 4 days. Some of those days we had nachos twice. I am married to a big nacho lady. You know, your
hashtag
wife.
Nacho wife.
Hashtag nacho wife. That's I should start hashtagging it. That's you need chicken on it. I'm a big chicken guy on there, but and layer. If you can order them layered, you know what I mean? So it's not all on top. That's important, but it's a goat, dude. It's really hard to screw these up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going 100% goat. Whether you get them at Guy Fieri's, where they do the trash can nachos, which are phenomenal, super cheesy, and you take them out, they just fall properly. And if you can do them at home, if you're making your own, do it on a cookie sheet. Spread them out so they're all evenly.
Absolutely.
It's not like,
how else do you do it?
I mean, if you, like, obviously at home, that's how you're doing it. But I'm just saying, you don't want somebody to get all just the fully loaded nachos with, and you're just getting the scraps.
There's rules against that.
There's rules against that. But I think this is hands down. I think everybody would say this is a goat.
It absolutely is. Emerson brought up, you can put meat. You can put steak, pork.
Chili.
Chili. You can pour that sun gun all over it. My biggest issue is when it's too soggy, there's such an interesting position with them. But overall, even a bad nachos are good nachos. Even if you just at the end of the day have like a one piece of melted cheese on a chip, it increases that chip's flavor.
And so, if they all get stuck together, it's one nacho.
That is true. I will also
Saving Silverman. I was waiting for that one, dude.
I will give you this. If you have the nachos and you I totally lost my train of thought. I have no idea where I was going with that. That never happens to me.
Okay. You were talking about the soggy nachos. Yeah, does that help you at all? Strong chips. Just use strong chips.
Use strong chips. Honestly, that's going to hurt me. I'm going to wake up at 2:30 in the morning and I'm going to cry. All right. Up next, onion rings. So we had the awesome blossom that is a waste of calories. Where do you put onion rings? Emerson, we'll start with you.
Yeah, onion rings are a goat for me. Absolutely. What? I have a small little complaint, but it's not enough to get me off of goat status. You know, sometimes you bite into it and the whole onion comes out, but it also needs to be like more lightly fried. Don't heavily fry it. I don't want the little shoestring onion rings. I need a big, fat, effing onion ring fried.
Wait a minute.
Ketchup. So smother it in ketchup.
When you say go, you understand, like, that means, like, when you're at a place, like, it's like, hey, we're getting those.
I get onion rings every time it's on the menu, pal. Maybe if we ever hang out.
Hashtag onion ring wife.
I like nacho wife better.
Well, all right, but I'm just saying it's a family ordeal. Billy, what do you say about this? Are you following in the crazy footsteps of one Emerson Lockett?
This is a waste of calories for me. Unless they're like, they have like, Jesus, I'm a little bit on the mozzarella train here, but I really don't love any singular onion ring anywhere.
Oh, come on. Burger King onion rings?
No. Unreal. I mean, those, it's a treat when one gets stuck in your fries by accident. That's nice. But other than that, nah.
I will say, I'll have a piece for me. It's like when someone, so if Emerson's like dying, like, I just want the onion rings. I'm like, all right, dude, I'll give you the $6.50 to make the $13 order. Yeah, I'll have a piece. So goat, I'll have a piece. Wasted calories. I'm putting that as I'll have a piece as a weighted. Sorry, Emerson.
Thanks, guys. No, that's fine.
Here's the next one. I don't ever see on a menu, but we put it on here. It's definitely like a family affair. I honestly could. I want you guys to tell me. I need a reference to a restaurant that serves these. It is either pigs in a blanket, or there's many names for these. What I saw, like hogs in like a hood. I don't know what that was.
I've never heard of that. I just pigs in a blanket. And most of the time, I think I don't even know. We've had them at a restaurant maybe like once or twice.
Yeah.
But I think of them more as from the frozen food section. A couple different options. Put them in the oven. Have them at a party. These are amazing to me. But they're getting my belly.
Okay. Billy?
I would go get in my belly. This is usually like if you go to a party, somebody brings them. We have a friend for Halloween parties who makes them as little toes. They stick like a little piece of like white onion in there to make it look like a toenail. That's kind of cool. And usually if you do them right, instead of doing them with just like regular bread, you do them with like the crescent rolls that come in that little thing. If you do that, they're real good.
Yeah. So this is a big thing in my family that we call them festive Franks. I think it was just like a Google one time. That's what they were called. Barbecue sauce, cheese, hot dog, wrap. What, Emerson, what's going on over there? This guy's over here. But yeah, so I think this is a get in my belly. We'll lock it in to get in my belly. I think there's a hashtag nacho wife dispute going on.
Yeah, no. She, we have The Bachelorette is on, just started playing. Uh-oh. I think she actually had a sound on the remote. She has respectfully agreed to just mute it for another like 5-10 minutes.
Gotcha. Well, we're almost there. We got a few more here out of the 24, then we'll do our ranking. All right. So let's get right back to it. Jalapeno poppers. Emerson, you added this one to the list. I actually forgot about this one. So what
I'm these are getting my belly for me. And the reason is you can't really find them at many places. This goes back to a bowling alley or the hole in the wall sports bars. And it does take me down to South Florida. You need the cream cheese. You need the hot. It needs to be hot, a hot pepper, a hot jalapeno in there fried. And you need to dip it in a sweet, like jelly sauce.
Okay. Billy.
Yeah. Not a huge fan. I'll have a piece always when I get these, like I don't mind a little bit of spice. I like a nice jalapeno. Usually I like, you know, the topping the nachos a little bit more, but I'll always have a piece of this.
Yeah, this is, I personally have it as a waste of calories. It doesn't excite me. Nothing jazzes me on this. So median it, we'll put it as I'll have a piece. Quesadilla up next. This could also be one of those ones that could be a meal, could be an appetizer. Again, I think it is a nice way to start a meal. Yeah, a little heavy if you have too much, but if you split it between 2 to 3 people, could be perfect for me. It is I was fighting between getting my belly and I'll have a piece. Probably more I'll have a piece. I'm excited about it, but again, it's more like I think I'd rather just segue it to my meal. But Emerson, what says you on the quesadilla?
Yeah, it's a get in my belly. As long as it's not too heavy. Don't put a bunch of like weird sauce on it, like your in-house like orange mayonnaise sauce. Just put a few onions, some chunks of chicken, some cheese in there, and let's go. We'll share the plate. It'll start getting the palate cleansed.
Can you please, when we put out this podcast, can you tweet out your favorite orange mayonnaise recipe?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Thank you. Billy, what about you?
Yeah, it's a waste of calories for me. I don't really love it. You know, if it's there, I might sneak a piece, but it's not, to me, it's too much. Too much for an appetizer.
Yeah, so we'll fit it in. I'll have a piece, one have to get in my belly, one have a piece, one waste of calories. Bread, just straight up rolls. Isn't that, it's literally free. Most of the time, just free. Nothing better than go to a nice fancy steakhouse and they just drop a big plate of carbs and nice delicious butter, sometimes a flavored butter. Sometimes I don't like it when you have to order rolls. I'll say that. This is my hot take on this one. Don't make me order it. Just bring the bread over. Just bring
no,
it over.
No, I agree. I agree.
Or ask me, or just be like, would you like bread? Hello, sir, and hashtag hot buns wife. Like, would you like would you like a roll? Yes or no. For me, at the end of the day, it's definitely an I'll have a piece. I'm never like desiring bread, but it's something like when it shows up, if it's like a nice, like warm, toasty bun, get my nose right in there.
Goat.
Yep.
Goat.
Whoa. Wow. You're goating bread.
You go to Bertucci's. What do? You love the bread. All right. I don't even know if it's technically an appetizer. You go to Texas Roadhouse. What do? You go ham on those rolls.
To Bertucci's. What do? He says.
The bread is amazing.
It is. It's almost like it's still not made. It's almost like raw. It's
so not good. Your average Joe's. What do?
Oh,
you're getting the bread. You go to a nice steakhouse. You're getting the bread. Popovers. Bread. Delicious.
A nice steakhouse will have good bread. It'll be warm. You want to rip it open. It needs to, and the butter needs to be room temp. Enough of the cold butter at some of these places. A lot of seafood places down south will just put like the little rectangular piece
butter.
Yeah, get it out. Give me nice soft butter with a little salt in it. For the bread, I'll have a piece. I mean, if it's there, I'm going to have a piece and probably two.
So we both said I'll have a piece. Billy puts goat. We'll put it as again my belly. Give Billy a fighting chance if he wants to goat it later. This one was the one my wife said I think technically would go down as the quote-unquote healthiest and less calorie-dense appetizer. It is a shrimp cocktail. We're not talking about from Tommy Boy with that gnarly-ass shrimp. We're talking the good shrimps. You can get some bad shrimps. Most places that are actually going to offer you shrimp cocktail, not a fried shrimp. It's going to be good. It's going to be classy, or it's going to be Jacksonville. So I personally love me some shrimp cocktail. This one to me, I would love to say goat, but I'll say get in my belly in reality.
But to me, it's an easy goat. I mean, I get this. Yeah. I'll just shove them down like George Costanza. Yeah. The jerk store called. They're running out of you. The ocean called. They're running out of shrimp. I love it. And if you get a good cocktail sauce, it's the out of this world.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, there's this hot ass cocktail sauce in Buffalo.
Hashtag hot cock wife. Got it.
yeah, I guess so. It's at the same butcher where we get the Buffalo chicken dip there. It is the hottest, most delicious cocktail sauce. They have like some fresh shrimp flown in from God knows where. It's incredible. It's getting my belly for me.
All right, so we'll get in my belly that one as well. Next up, potato skins. I think these are one of the OG appetizers. Like, I don't know what like the originals would be, but I feel legitimately potato skin was created as an appetizer. It was never a meal. It was never a side dish. It's sort of like, yeah, we're going to throw these potatoes, throw some cheese, some chives, maybe some bacon if, you know, depending on their religious beliefs, toss it at them. For me, it's an I'll have a piece because I'm never desiring it. But when people are talking about it, I'm like, yeah, sure. Throw it in there. I'll have a piece. Billy?
To me, it is, and I'll have a piece. They're really good, especially if you get the Pizza Skins pizza at Uno's, another one that's packing about 3,000 calories. I love it. And if it's really, if they kind of like mix it up a little bit inside before they serve it to you, mix up the potatoes, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's all have a piece for me too. My only issue with these is if the potato's too thick. I don't want it to be very thick. I want more filling inside. Don't give me a lot of potato, which is tough to do. I'll have a piece.
Sliders, small little burgers. Maybe you're thinking about getting something else. Kind of reminds me of the meatball as an appetizer. Like you're kind of getting something that's kind of hearty. But, you know, if you're amongst the boys, there's four or five of you. You get a slider each. Yum, yum, yum. Get in my belly. So I will put it there. Get in my belly with the slider.
I think they're a goat. If you get a good one, a slider. Yeah. Like it, like depending on what you can get, chicken sliders. A lot of the times at the DK events now, they'll give out like these like steak sliders. It's a treat. I really think if you get a good slider, sometimes you get the burger with just the sauce on it that's really good. I'm a big slider guy.
Yeah, put some grilled onions on it. Another reason it's high up there for me. It's a get in my belly. It's just because if you are thinking about getting a burger. But it's also something else as an entree. But you see, oh my God, they have those tiny, adorable, moist, delicious sliders. I'd grab those as an appetizer, check off the burger craving, and then go for the second entree.
Boom. There you go. Spinach and artichoke dip up next. For me, you already know. You've heard me. You've seen it. I'm a dip guy. It's a goat. I love dips.
It is a dip. Oh,
if there is dips, I find it shareable, lovable, huggable, squeezable. I just want to pour. I think Fridays has the frozen ones. I would just literally melt that in the microwave, turn into like a hot dog shape and drink it. I love me some dip. I'm a dip fiend. It is literally the reason I am the shape that I am. Dip me into the spinach and artichoke dip. Bite me off a piece. It's a go.
Okay, so Emerson's going to have to figure out where this goes because I'm going pizza crap. I hate this. Damn. Can't, don't never have it. I straight up refuse it.
There Jeez. Will be no artichoke dip slander in this house, and I used to not be a fan, but Meg Muffin certainly is. So I'm going to go get in my belly because it's one of those things, again, tortilla chip, Rossi, pita, a carrot, a piece of celery, a chicken finger, hell, an onion ring, anything in artichoke dip. It's really, really delicious.
Absolutely. Human flesh. It's great. Up next is the stuffed mushroom. Another one you don't see a lot in restaurants.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, if my mom's making it, it's a goat, but it's normally a get in my belly. I always have to have them.
Are you kidding me? These things are gross looking. They're gross looking. They're gross tasting. It's like a mushroom, which is already like garbage, bottom of the barrel in the vegetable realm. And you stuff it with like Thanksgiving stuffing. Like it's nasty. It's disgusting.
I mean, you just described two great things.
It's a piece of stuffed mushrooms. Yeah, thank you. I know. It's Billy.
I had this as a waste of calories. Now, again, family does make it right. My sister kills it. I have family members that kill it. But for me, I'm just like, all right, I don't want to die. Like, I'm always told to eat it. Like, when I go to my sister's for like Christmas Eve, she'll be like, oh, make sure you try the stuffed mushroom. And make sure you try, because like, she's proud of it. I'm proud of her of making it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, I don't really want, like, I'd rather, then there's a dip right over there. # stuffed mushroom sister. I'm like, you know, I don't want to waste my calories over on that side, but I do it. And then I probably dip the whole mushroom in there. So for me, I'll put waste of calories. We had a pizza crab. Bill, what did you call this?
Get in my belly.
We're going to put a waste of calories then. Well,
no, it's going to go up. If you're putting spinach and artichoke dip in friggin' two when I gave it the worst.
Because I had
it
go.
Buddy, easy. I had it the worst. Don't let this break us up.
All right, we'll put that one as I'll have a piece then.
Hey, also, I probably just need to have a good one. Unlike you guys, I don't have anyone in the family who makes like stuffed mushrooms. I can say, hey, my mom or my sister or whatever. Like, it's just at these restaurants and I feel like they're super basic.
But you know what, Emerson?
No, because it's not going to be the same. You have to invite me over and I have to have it hot out of the oven.
Emerson, my mom doesn't call me a mistake, so we all have our crosses to bear here. True. So, tater tots is up next. Could be a side, could be an app. For me, I'm not a big tater tot guy. Like, I appreciate them, but I'm never ordering them. Like, you're never going to get me to get excited about, like, we're not splitting tots with the boys or, hey, me and my tater tot wife. Like, that just doesn't happen. So, for me, it's a waste of calories.
I'm looking
you split nachos. Yeah, you split nachos, the boys.
I know, but I'm never saying
hot tater tot wife. If you get them done right, especially if they're with like a nice spread of stuff, like if they have like the stuff drizzled on it, it's borderline goat for me because it's potato. Like it's basically a fry, but thicker. Which and you know I like thicker, so I'm going get in my belly.
Okay, well, potato bubbles.
Yeah, it's goat. Straight goat. You could put fries on here. I would have goated. I'm like Billy. It's potato. You can have them separately, individually, and just pluck them up, hit them with the fork, smother and cover them like nachos, share them with the boys, dip them in all sorts of dips. Goat.
I don't think I've ever seen a bunch of dudes be like, hey, you guys want the tater tots? And like,
give me those tots.
I can't wait for us to go out and grab dinner soon and me grab two rounds of tater tots. For us.
I'm personally going to make sure this happens at a place that has tater tots, and I bet we don't get them. Last but not least, chicken wings, buffalo wings, sauce, dry rub, whatever you like. Yeah. F off, go. The best appetizer there is, the best advertiser there was, the best appetizer there ever will be for me.
Couldn't agree more.
Let's go. I got nothing other than one of the best things that ever happened to me was marrying a woman from the land buffalo. of the buffalo chicken wing, because I never ate them until I met Meg. And even like you could go to the smallest hole in the wall place in Buffalo and the wing is 10 times better than the best wing that you will like find here.
# Buffalo.
Yes.
All right. So here's very quickly, and then we all make our moves. The GOAT category has buffalo chicken dip nachos and wings. Get in my belly has chicken fingers, fried pickles, guacamole, meatballs, mozzarella sticks, pigs in a blanket, bread rolls, should I say, shrimp cocktail, sliders, tater tots. I'll have a piece. Breadsticks, crab cakes, lettuce wraps. We have jalapeno poppers, quesadilla, potato skin, spinach and artichoke dip. How dare you be that low? Waste of calories, blooming onion, and the stuffed mushrooms. And a pizza crap is the bruschetta. So we each get one upvote, one downvote. We'll make it quick. Billy, what will be yours?
All right, I'm going to put mozo into the goat.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Good call. Good call.
What's going down? Oh, no.
Going down would be spinach and artichoke dip. Fuck.
Gets me every time. I'm not that upset. I still trying to remember what you made me snap last year.
Oh, it was the peanut butter cookies.
Oh, the best cookies in the world. And you took that out of goat. And I still PTSD. Emerson, what will you vote up and vote down?
All right, voting up, I'm taking onion rings. I'm moving it up to get in my belly. You guys have not had good enough onion rings. You are fair both enough. Troubled. And we are going to move down these stuffed mushrooms to piece of
oh,
rat.
My God. I'm telling
yeah, that's right, pal. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'll tell her myself.
Hashtag mushroom mom. All right, for me.
Stop doing that.
Moving up. I so badly want one of my dips up in that top. Because when I dip, you dip, we dip. Guacamole. But you know what? To be better and to be right, I just heard my wife come in the door. I think realistically, when we go out, there is not a time that it's on the menu that it's a, if it's a nice enough place, we don't get it. I'm going to move the shrimp cocktail up to the go.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think it could be controversial. Maybe somebody will talk about it. And moving its way down. Let's be fool. What are we doing with these rolls?
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's about half a piece, Bill. Even you know it. Like, it's not as like, oh my God, let's go out and get bread.
I want to do a bread tour. Just go to restaurants and get the free bread.
Link. See, you know what I was going to say about Billy? You notice how all the ones that like were meh on Rossi, Billy's like, you got to go to this really fancy steakhouse and get it. It's like, yeah, of course. You have to go to the elite of elite restaurants to make something.
You go to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. We're talking about like yeast rolls. He's from Jacksonville. Yeah, but no, you know what it is? We all aren't slinging and slanging and banging like Bill, bringing broads out left and right, trying to get to court them with the bread. He's like, hey, listen.
Gets expensive. I need to eat the bread so I don't have to order such a big meal. Oh, yeah, I'm a bit out
on my mind. Part of the old podcast now where we go ahead and tell you some stuff we've been listening, watching, liking, and just things you may be interested in. Emerson, you're our guest. Think about it for a moment. But Bill, anything you've been keeping your eye on, watching, liking, digging?
Not really watching since last week. I haven't picked up anything new, but I will say Lower Than You, the new song by Oh Yeah, is out there on Spotify. Go check that out. And then I'll actually be doing a full-length music video for them soon. So keep an eye on them.
Nice. For me, there's a new Netflix movie. We're fully into the Christmas swing. So I'm a pro Christmas holiday. Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. But I 100% am in. There's a movie called Love Hard on Netflix. Not necessarily great, not necessarily bad, but a nice right down the middle. If you're just looking for a nice holiday flair, maybe you're decorating the tree or you just want something on the background. It's a nice little love story and you know, just love prevails and it makes you happy. It makes you warm and warms up the cockles.
8-Bit Christmas, I've heard, is also really good. Haven't checked it out yet. It's out.
Oh, I'm all in on that. That's an HBO Max with Neil Patrick Harris, and it involves Nintendo.
And June Diane Rayfield and the guy from Saving Silverman, like the Steve Zahn, I think.
The guy from Saving Silverman? You dare you not respect Steve Zahn, Bill.
I mean, that's how I know.
Don't you have one of those tiles of him in the back there?
I wish. I should.
Yeah. What's the one next to? What's the like characters in the top left corner? You're over your left shoulder. Yep, up, left shoulder. No, that's your right. Yep, left. Yeah, what's that?
That's not blue. Mom.
No, I know that. The character's next to her, to the left.
Oh, that's Wanda and Vision from WandaVision in their Halloween outfits.
Thank you, Emerson. So, what's going on in your world? What's kicking?
Okay, we watched the first part
of the Beatles documentary the other night.
Ooh, good.
So yeah, we got it. Yeah, it actually was really good. The coolest part of that, and I think it went viral on Twitter like a day or two later, was, you know, they're all cramming. They're trying to make all these songs in like a 2-3 week span, whatever the hell it was. And just seeing Paul McCartney, the fact that it was caught on camera with him just jamming and figuring it, all of a sudden you see Get Back like is born. And it's just from him sitting there with like Ringo and George Harrison. And all of a sudden this song that is like one of their best coming up, just the guy just tip of his mind. Yes, that was good. My only issue is that it's 2.5 hours long. And so are the other two parts.
Each. It's weird that this isn't like an 8-part series instead of, you know, to break it down a little bit, but I'm so looking forward to this. I'm waiting for my little holiday break from work because I can't 2.5 hours. Like basically it's like 8 hours.
It's a whole day. Yeah. It's 8 hours like total. So you can spend the whole day, but we watched it the other night. We're an hour in. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I'm just like, hey, I know there were 60 hours.
and like Peter Jackson again.
It's really good. And it's good music, you know?
Of course. It's the Beatles. It's the Beatles. I absolutely like, I'm so looking forward to it. And the footage that Peter Jackson recovered from like early to mid 60s, it's insane.
Sick. How good it looks. It's sick.
It really is.
Shared Gooniverse.
Okay, so in the Dork Shared Gooniverse, I believe that Dork did Hawkeye episode 1 and 2. And you know what? That's what I watched. It was phenomenal. So go check that out. Change My Mind did Hockey Equipment. And Home Sweet Home Alone, which I'm sure was terrible. Mac and Goo did the 1989 classic Aliens. Then TLDR talked books. And Hot Guys on Hawkeye obviously talked Hawkeye. And then we have our streamers, Arvon D, Backcracker, and Dr. Shine
Joe.
Time.
Oh, Shine Time, yeah.
Backcracker is Dr. Joe.
That's true. My bad. Emerson, where can the fine folks find you?
Where can they find me? Is that what you said? Has my internet sucked?
A little bit.
Has my internet sucked? Really? Why? Because it looks full strength over here. Has it been shitty this whole time?
No.
Yeah, in and out.
Where can people find it? Just get to the point.
You know what? Screw you, Dip Dad. Hashtag Dip Dad. Emerson Lazia on Twitter. There you go.
And people can catch you on The Sweat, right, at 11 a.m. It's been a long time since I've been able to say that. Check out Emerson Lazia on The Sweat on DraftKings at 11 a.m.
Yeah. You still got it, buddy. Still got it.
I used to do those halftime reads. Hashtag halftime reads. But no, appreciate you jumping on here. Again, we'll probably see you back. I don't know. Let's maybe schedule late November 2022.
Works for me, boys.
All right. I appreciate you very much. He, again, is at Emerson Lazia over on the Twitter. Billy D can be found at Billy Yee 2411 again on Twitter until he gets bounced off for putting out illegal videos. Also, Bill, do you have a profile that people can send you money?
Yeah, they can send it to my Venmo.
No, but do you have one of those Twitter accounts? Like, how do you set that up? Emerson, do you have that? Can people send you money?
What? Yeah. I mean, why would I want people to send me money?
No, Twitter has a part. Like, their CEO just stepped down. And the big thing was, like, that was, like, his last big hurrah. Like, that people can now, like, if you appreciate people on Twitter, you can send them money via Twitter.
That's weird. I hope he just hits, you know, switches on the edit button on his way out.
No, he already said it. He said, ain't for me. He likes mistakes. He said he likes mistakes. Speaking of mistakes, okay, Emerson, again, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being here, bud. It's been a pleasure. Hashtag hot wife. Go just gallivant across the country and do whatever it is.
Take a look at that hashtag on Instagram. Billy, this might be your time, bud.
I can do it. Yeah, there we go.
All right, I'll check it out later. Billy, any final words for our fine folks?
Slap it on the biscuit.
Frank says hi.